Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. And Alan, this morning, how about this for an editorial in the Times? No endorsement in New York governor's primary, neither Andrew Cuomo, who failed to keep his promise to clean up corruption in Albany, nor Zephyr Teachout, who lacks political experience, earns an endorsement in the September 9th primary race.
Well, it's interesting because the New York Times is just the latest of major institutions, including some prominent unions who say, well, you know, the subtext is Cuomo's going to win this. So we don't really want to alienate him too much and say that we're endorsing the opponent, Zephyr Teachout. So they say, but we're not impressed with him. He said he was going to clean things up. He's not really cleaning things up. So therefore, we're not endorsing anybody. Now, if I know Andrew Cuomo, there is a black plume of smoke coming out of his head. And this is a major institution in New York. When the New York Times says something, people listen. I don't know that it's always deserved, but, you know, they've got a first-rate editorial board. They think about things, and they are uncowed. And when you find an institution that doesn't react to a very forceful governor who has a reputation for not taking prisoners, they're few and far between. And the New York Times is certainly one of them. So this is not an easy thing for the Cuomo people to accept. It's just one more sort of defection in what looked like an absolutely tight group of people who were going to support the governor and who did from the very beginning. A lot of the people who did the last time out are not doing it now.
Meanwhile, Alan, protesters rallied outside the executive mansion in Albany yesterday. They demanded Governor Cuomo take stronger steps to protect New Yorkers from the possible safety hazards of crude oil shipments by rail. A hearing coming up in Plattsburgh on the same issue. Pipelines are proposed. All sorts of issues with the distribution of oil.
Look, the environmental community will tell you that we have to go to sustainable stuff, things like solar voltaics and windmills and, you know, water. But every time somebody does one of those things, then somebody else comes along and says, we don't want the windmill because a bird could get caught in it or because it could affect our mental health. And so what ends up happening is the movement sort of gets heisted on its own petard. And my sense of what is happening here is that there is inherent danger in every one of these things, some more than others. With some regularity, we've seen accidents where an oil car falls off a track. And usually, the most challenged neighborhoods are where those railroads go through. So I'm just simply saying, you know, they're right. People who are protesting this are saying, look, this is just too dangerous. And if you want it, then you got to make it better. And I think there's very little doubt that we will continue to have oil shipped by rail car because it's one of the ways we do it in the United States. And there's very little doubt that you will see accidents of the kind we've seen in the past. And you'll see these protests continuing.